Family violence has proven to be one of the greatest challenges for families during lockdowns, particularly in the last 2 years. Regional groups have been brought in to address family violence at the community level, and the Northern New South Wales Men's and Family Centre are one of those selected for the No to Violence campaign to develop and implement an online men's behaviour change program for men in rural, regional and remote locations. I asked Lisa McPhee, Project Coordinator and Facilitator at the Northern New South Wales Men's and Family Centre, to explain how the project was working.
It's fundamentally kind of a grassroots violence prevention project that focuses on finding people who identify as men who are really interested in creating safe, respectful, equal communities and just really supporting them and giving them lots of training to kind of step up into fields where they already, you know, in their spheres of influence. So not to kind of jump into a whole different area, but to find people and help them kind of take the next step in the communities that they're already involved in.
And I understand that what's behind all this is the idea that really men have to get involved in this area and then they have to be part of the communication process where there is a problem with family violence. Is that a bit of a summary there?
Yeah, and I guess what we're looking at is that, you know, we have a whole of community approach. There's a whole lot of drivers of violence that are really about some of the beliefs and attitudes that are embedded in our culture. And so, you know, if we want to change the story of violence, then everyone kind of has to play a part. We're all kind of in this together. And so encouraging men to kind of step up and be part of that solution is really important, because we're not, I think if we see it only as women's work or only as people who are experiencing violence, it's just their thing to do something about, whereas actually, you know, how we bring up our children, the messages that we're kind of giving, the ways that we're interacting, you know, socially, all those things are reinforcing those drivers of violence. They're reinforcing, you know, gender stereotypes. They're reinforcing sort of attitudes that kind of condone or belittle some of the impacts of violence. Like, but it's really targeting those underlying beliefs and attitudes.
Often men are not very good at expressing themselves, and when they get emotional, it becomes a physical thing. Are you sort of looking at ways of giving them tools to get away from that response?
Well, each of the projects kind of looked more at, you know, working with people. Like, the people that came forward to kind of put their hand up to say that they wanted to be part of the project, I mean, in the training that we did with them, that was really looking a lot at, you know, let's understand why violence happens. Let's look at those, you know, those attitudes that support violence. Let's look at this assumption of men's decision-making, gender inequality, just the way that our society constructs masculinity and femininity. I mean, there's been some really interesting research done by the Men's Project in Victoria that looks at, you know, there's a lot of men who are kind of enacting these rigid gender stereotypes who don't actually personally endorse them, but feel like when they're with other men that they have to kind of be this certain way and enact this certain way, even though it kind of isn't even against, it's going against their own values. So even kind of looking at some of that and trying to interrupt.
And so the old peer group pressure type thing.
Yeah. And just men's relationships with other men kind of emphasise that aggression, and that you sort things out in a physical way, and that's not necessarily something that the majority of men agree with. So it's really trying to interrupt some of that construction of masculinity and beliefs and ideas that we kind of are in the air that we breathe, but really it's like, wow, are they actually what we subscribe to and think is okay?
So when you're getting out there and I guess getting at the sharp end and talking to people who have been, you know, their families have been affected, are you finding there's some aha moments and people suddenly getting some self-realisation that, gosh, I didn't think that was me, but maybe it is me?
One of the projects was working with Year 8 boys at one of the local high schools, And there was lots of aha moments just, you know, in the classroom. You know, the Year 8 boys were really identifying with these rules about what you have to be if you're going to be, you know, they're stepping into this kind of manhood, and they were identifying with these certain rules of what it, to be, you know, to be successful as a man, what that's like. And so to kind of encourage them to start seeing, you know, other choices in this, and exposing some of those rules as being against their own values and what the impact of that is on them and other, you know, like there was, yeah, lots of aha moments just in those classrooms.
Lisa McPhee, Project Coordinator and Facilitator at the Northern New South Wales Men's and Family Centre, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia, courtesy of the Community Radio Network.